Miss Holland, I'm Nurse Waite. I'll be assisting in your procedure.
Is it going to hurt?
You won't feel a thing. There isn't even any blood. Dr. Lloyd's done over 1,000 lipo procedures. You're in good hands.
Here we go.
I'm going to give you a tranquilizer now, and then right before the operation, the doctor will give you injections of saline and anesthetic. And all you have to worry about is buying a new wardrobe. Your liposuction patient is prepped and waiting in room 5.
Fine. What else am I scheduled for?
You've got a scalp reduction and a blepharoplasty following.
Are they prepped?
No. Would you let me...
Get them ready, please. I'd like to move right along this morning.
Yes, doctor.
Going to be much longer. I think my tranquilizer is starting to wear off.
I'm sorry. I don't know where.
This patient is finished.
What else do you call it? When you're in your body and out of it at the same time, without the ability to control your actions, to stop yourself from doing what I did to that poor man. What else do you call it?
Spirit possession or demon possession? Well, these kinds of extraordinary mental states have been well documented throughout history. They've been much maligned, rightly or wrongly, and haven't held up in court well as a criminal defense.
I would like to reiterate that I've advised my client against speaking to you, and I'd appreciate it if you would direct any legal discussion to counsel.
Dr. Lloyd, are you currently taking any kind of medication?
The occasional sleeping pill and a prescription antacid for my stomach.
Would you mind allowing me to check the dosage and which ones?
No, I would like to know why, because I
think you've gotten a clear picture of my client's story and his willingness to go along with your investigation.
Yes, I believe we have.
Dr. Lloyd, you say that you've taken sleeping pills. How much sleep did you get the night before?
I can't recall.
Sleeping pill he was taking was something called Somnil.
I've heard of it.
It's popular because it works directly on the central nervous system and it isn't stored in body tissue past its intended use. But it's also very controversial for its addictiveness and its effect on long-term behavior.
What was the date of Dr. Lloyd's prescription?
I started taking the drug 5 years ago and he went through, he took a lot of it. 19 100 tablet refills.
Wow.
You know, that's more than a pill a day.
An addiction, in other words.
An addiction which very well could have altered his ability to do his job.
How many of these procedures would you say Dr. Lloyd's performed?
Oh, judging from his schedule the day of the accident, hundreds and probably thousands.
And not one fatality.
You're missing my point here, Mulder. This place is a veritable factory. Cosmetic surgery is the boom industry of the medical world, and ASU wards like this are a gold mine.
Everybody's doing it, so I hear.
And a brand new state-of-the-art facility like this can support an entire hospital.
What do you suppose these are?
What?
These five marks on your brand new state-of-the-art floor.
Oh, they look like they were made by the coasters from an OR table or some kind of equipment.
They look to me like they were burned or scorched. Shape of a pentagram.
Mulder, if you want to connect the dots here, you should look at the facts. Iatrogenic deaths or deaths due to doctor error are upwards of 80,000 a year. Dr. Lloyd was pushing his limits. He was an accident waiting to happen.
I'm not a doctor, Scully, but you gotta be pushing pretty hard to mistake a beer belly for a bald head. Not to mention door number three. It's amazing that no one saw him in time to stop him.
Maybe they were all possessed.
It's just a simple possession, so I think it's more like sorcery or black magic or something like that. Excuse me, what kind of procedure is that up there?
It's a rhinoplasty. I'm sorry, who are you?
We're with the FBI. I'm Agent Scully, and this is Agent Mulder. We're investigating a patient's death here.
Oh, yes.
You're Rebecca Waite. You were the attending nurse at the time, am I correct?
Yes.
Can you explain to me what happened with Dr. Lloyd? How a mistake like this could happen?
No, I can't really. I wasn't in the OR at the time, and it's difficult for me in my position.
Did you observe Dr. Lloyd at all before the accident?
I helped prep the patient. I was supposed to assist. I did my job as a nurse.
Are you aware that Dr. Lloyd is claiming he was possessed during the incident?
I guess it's cheaper than malpractice insurance.
Give him 500 cc's of Ringer's Wide Open before he goes to recovery. I need you to keep up with me here.
Right away, Dr. Shannon.
Dr. Shannon, can we have a word with you, please?
Sorry, I've got a patient who can't wait.
There's magic going on here, Mulder. Only it's being done with silicone, collagen, and a well-placed scalpel.
Nothing out of the ordinary. The appearance here of any dissembling or impropriety will only deepen the FBI's probe on top of Dr. Lloyd's insurance investigation.
Dr. Lloyd has made us a target.
The last thing we need is to be caught up in an expose.
And they start looking at our books again. I mean, it's bad enough we have to explain why buttock liposculptures cost $4,000 a pop.
We look greedy. Therefore, we look guilty.
We haven't done anything wrong. Dr. Alacqua.
If we give any credence or credibility to Dr. Lloyd's story, they're gonna burn us at the stake.
What about the other personnel? They were talking to the nurse. Wait.
She can't tell them anything because she doesn't know anything.
I can't feel my feet. I'm having a skin peel. I can't feel my feet.
It's okay, it's okay. Your feet are still there. They're not going anywhere.
It's just, I'm afraid to be put to sleep. What if I don't wake up?
Not to worry, not to worry. I want you to relax. Think about your beautiful new face. You're in good hands.
Show me something?
Yeah. Videotape. This video of the operation shows that the five marks delineating the pentagram were in evidence prior to the patient's death.
Stop it a second. My God, Mulder, he basically stabbed the man to death in his sleep.
Which only underscores the strangeness. A sane man acting under his own volition could never perform such an act. Look. There.
Well, presuming that has anything to do with this, who would have put them there?
I don't know. A pentagram is supposed to be a symbol of protection and positive power used to control the elemental forces.
Well, then it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but it does make sense that witchcraft or black magic would find a theater in a place like this, preying on the weak and vainglorious.
But there's no other evidence of anything like witchcraft taking place here.
Maybe there is. What was that prescription that Dr. Lloyd was taking?
The sleeping pills?
No, the stomach antacid. Read me what it's made from.
An antispasmodic whose active ingredients include belladonna alkaloids.
Belladonna. It's also known as witch's berry. That's an herb used in hexing rituals.
Mulder, do you know how many pharmaceuticals listed in the PDR contain belladonna?
Yeah, just one. The one that Dr. Lloyd was taking.
Well, if it's that simple, why don't you put out an APB for someone riding a broom and wearing a tall black hat?
You jest, Scully, but there's a good chance that this hex or ritual, or whatever it is, may not be finished.
Well, the FBI seems to have backed off, at least for the time being.
Yes.
May you finish for the day?
Yes.
I've got a laser peel, and I'm out of here. We're gonna get through this, Eric. All we have to do is keep our heads on straight.
Patient expect Dr. Shannon. Is there anything you need me to do?
Yes, I'm gonna need a clean pair of scrubs from the laundry. I forgot to pick some up.
I'll get them now. Is there anything you need, Dr. Lacqua?
Well, thank you.
Am I prepped in another room?
No, you have patients in OR too.
What's that? That's Dr. Lacqua. What the hell is he doing with my patient?
Dr. Lacqua! Open this door! Eric! Open this door immediately! Dr. Lacqua, do you hear me? You've got to stop this now! Stop! What are you doing? Eric! Open this door immediately! Stop this madness! I said stop!
You don't remember anything, Dr. Lacqua? How you got in the room or what compelled you to do such a thing?
No, I was on my way home.
Do you realize what you've done now?
Yes.
May I? I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
victim?
No, just Dr. Alakwa. Why?
I found something else on the videotape. Right there.
And are they bruises?
I don't know. But the orientation of the points describes a pentagram again.
Well, I found something, too.
That's the same prescription Dr. Lloyd was taking.
You think it's just a coincidence?
Yeah. Any change in scheduling or workload is going to give the appearance of covering guilt. We can't compromise our position on this.
Sorry to barge in, but this is a matter of some urgency.
No, please. Dr. Jack Franklin, may we ask you to sit down?
It appears we've interrupted a gathering.
Gathering? Sir, can you imagine this group's concern about what's happened? And our urgency to resolve this and to finally bring the person responsible to justice?
Finally?
I don't know how much of this you know, but 10 years ago, there were several deaths at this hospital here in the ASU, and like the recent deaths, they were all ruled accidental.
Were any of you here at the time?
A few of us, yes, but more importantly, there's a nurse, Rebecca Waite. She was on the ward during those incidents. 6 weeks ago, she transferred back here to the ASU.
Do you have any other reasons to suspect her?
Well, she's the only person on the ward who has some contact with each of the victims and the doctors involved.
Have you spoken with her?
No, she left the hospital early and no one's been able to find her.
Probable cause.
On the suspicion of being a witch?
Returns.
Please stay on the line.
Pins and is bleeding internally. You've got to get her into surgery immediately.
There we go.
I'm going with her to the ER. If it'd been me.
The important thing is, it's over now.
Dr. Franklin?
You did Mulder.
I came by to see if you were okay.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Yeah.
That woman broke in here. She was in here waiting for him.
Looks like she took a pretty good shot at you.
Yes, apparently.
Nothing that a little plastic surgery won't fix up, though, huh? You have any idea why she might have attacked you?
Well, I'm the one who voiced suspicion about her.
She wouldn't have known that.
Could have been any one of us. She's obviously quite mad.
We have reason to believe that she's a practitioner of ritual magic.
Ritual magic?
Practicing witch.
You're saying she's who's responsible for Dr. Lloyd and Dr. Alacqua, that witchcraft cause them to kill those patients?
I think a lot remains to be proven.
I'm sorry. This evening has been a bit much, and I really need to get some rest.
I think all of us would like to get some rest, get back to work, and put this behind us.
Come in. It's open. God, you look tired.
I do. Oh, I was just at the hospital. Our suspect, Rebecca Waite, was pronounced 20 minutes ago.
Cause of death?
Massive blood loss due to esophageal hemorrhaging caused by the expulsion of hundreds of straight pins.
You ever see anything like that?
Well, in med school, I saw some weird stuff. There's a psychiatric disorder called pica, which is characterized by the craving for non-food objects like clay, rocks, glue. But if she swallowed...
And she would have died long before she yacked them up on the driveway. Unless, of course, she didn't ingest them at all, which would fit with a phenomenon called allotriophagy.
Allotriophagy?
Yeah, the spontaneous vomiting or disgorgement of foul or strange objects, usually associated with someone possessed.
Mulder, I won't refute that this woman may have been practicing the occult, but what comes out must first go in.
Well, according to this book, people throughout history have coughed up all kinds of things, from cue balls to butcher's knives, without any explanation of how they got there.
Where'd you get this from?
Rebecca Waite's house. It's the same place I got this. This calendar was open to April. The 30th is marked by a symbol that you're familiar with by now.
What's the significance of the 30th?
It's one of the four greater witches' Sabbaths. They're seasonal high holy days. According to that book over there, it's also known as Rudmas. It's also the birth date of the first victim. Now, July 31st is also marked with a pentagram. This coincides with Lammas, another one of the witches' Sabbaths. It's also the birth date of the second victim.
So you think she was choosing her victims based on their birthdays?
No. Remember, I said the pentagram is a protective symbol. I think Rebecca Waite was trying to save those patients. I think she knew that they were in danger.
Which made her attack Dr. Franklin.
I think she knew something about him. And I think we should find out what that is before he goes back to work.
I just got a very disturbing call.
From whom?
The FBI. They were asking about patients' birthdays. They're on their way over here right now.
Thought this was over.
Apparently not.
You had a good thing going. You can bet somebody will try and take it away. Beginning to understand why a man becomes a conservative. He's got something to conserve. Are you all right, Jack?
Yeah, I just didn't get much sleep last night.
No, of course you didn't.
Be fine.
Gail, push my osteoplasty back half an hour.
Yes, doctor.
I'm taking your chem pill. You're going home.
I said I'll be fine.
Take a look at yourself. You look like hell, Jack.
Look, appreciate the offer.
Don't get me wrong. I am not being magnanimous here. We just can't afford to make any more mistakes right now.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Franklin's already left, but his office confirms that one of his patients has a birthday which corresponds with one of the Sabbaths.
When is that patient scheduled?
This morning. She's already in pre-op, and one of the other doctors is filling in.
Is Dr. Franklin okay?
He's just not feeling very well.
Oh. I suppose this is one of those procedures that all doctors here could do, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Franklin said that like a chemical skin peel is safe. Almost risk-free.
Dr. Shannon?
Practice has been affiliated with Greenwood for 13 years. Now the ASU accounts for over 50% of this hospital's revenue. Do you understand what that means?
It means that while doctors in other fields have seen their earnings fall because of managed health care, you've all managed to become wealthy.
We feel a need. We didn't create it. Everyone wants to be beautiful. But our success made us arrogant, unwilling to accept responsibility for certain of our mistakes.
Mistakes? Like those patient deaths 10 years ago?
That any of us could be capable of such gross negligence was inconceivable.
So you covered it up?
If we did, it was with the hospital's blessing. They conducted the investigation. We had become too valuable an asset, something they had to protect. even at the cost of five people's lives.
There were five deaths?
Yes. Four patients. The fifth was a colleague of ours who, for all intents and purposes, worked himself to death. He died of a drug overdose.
What was his name?
Dr. Cox. Clifford Cox.
Do you have a file on him?
Probably in the computer.
Great, I'm gonna need that and the files on those patient deaths 10 years ago.
My Mulder, what are you thinking?
Dr. Clifford Cox, birthday July 7th, 1939. Now, can you take that photo and run it through the cosmetic surgery program I saw on this computer?
Take me a few seconds to load up the software.
Mulder, I'm still not sure where you're going with this.
10 years ago, four patients died. Like the recent victims, their birth dates all match the witch's Sabbaths, except Dr. Cox.
But Cox was a doctor. Nothing about his death matches up except it's coincidence.
Maybe, maybe not.
I'm online here.
Okay. Now, this software was created to give patients an idea of their projected result, right?
Within the limits of what the patient comes in with, we try to approach that aesthetic ideal.
The computer runs a program based upon a matrix of relative proportions.
Vanity. Vanity, all is vanity.
Here it is.
Now, can you move the eyes further apart and strengthen the forehead?
That is beyond our surgical capabilities.
I know.
Understand. It looks like Jack Franklin.
Check the OR. Maybe he's there.
He's not answering his pages.
Try his home.
Answering machine. What are you thinking, Mulder, that Dr. Cox murdered these patients 10 years ago and then became Dr. Franklin?
No, Scully, I think he murdered those patients so that he could become Dr. Franklin.
This kind of transformation is medically impossible.
It's not medicine, Scully. It's blood sacrifice.
Blood sacrifice.
The most potent offering in black magic. What if this man, having reached the limits of medical miracles, decided to stage a miracle all his own?
So this man committed these murders in order to make himself beautiful.
Everybody wants to be beautiful, Scully. Here.
Jack, stay right where you are.
I hope those instruments were properly sterilized.
Dr. Franklin?
Scully, come over here.
Stop right there. Look what you're standing on. This one's different. It's been inverted. See these two upright points here? They represent the god of lust attacking heaven with its horns.
Well, he's inscribed all the names of the patients who were killed. Including Dr. Shannon.
There's a way moving through! What did you swallow? What did you swallow?
He didn't say.
I'm going in to do an exploratory laparotomy. Give her 2 years blood, stat. Someone get a 16-gauge IV in and open it wide.
I'll get the IV, Doc. Yeah.
No. No. No.
Where's Dr. Shannon? They said she was brought here in an emergency.
Dr. Shannon?
Oh, yes.
We have a 47-year-old motor vehicle accident.
Oh, they're here.
Don't let them operate on her. Hold them off until you hear from me.
Where are you going?
Find Dr. Franklin.
Immediately.
Whoever that person is, get her out of here now.
I'm Special Agent Dana Scully. I'm an FBI agent.
Get out of here now.
Listen to me. I'm a doctor.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm a federal agent.
I don't care who you are. You can't interrupt a surgery in progress. This woman could die.
That's exactly what I'm trying to prevent. Saved her life. They just pulled a whole whack of surgical instruments out of her intestinal tract. God only knows how they got there.
And it failed. Patient's birthday.
October 31st. Halloween.
And Samhain. The fourth witch of Sabbath.
Happy we are that you've decided to join us, Dr. Hartman.
Well, I like what I've seen so far. The truth is, I've always been drawn to Los Angeles.
With your credentials, I'm sure you had plenty of options. I've been reviewing your patient portfolio. Your work is among the most impressive I've ever seen.
I like to say, whoever God didn't get around to creating in his own image, it's our job to recreate in ours.
This.